This evening, if you have your Bibles, will you turn with me to the Old Testament, to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. And will you stand with me for the reading of the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Father, we ask in these next few minutes that you will warm our hearts with the confidence that can only come from a hope rooted in you, knowing that as you fulfilled every promise in the first advent, we have your word that you will accomplish every promise for your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. One of the great joys of the Christmas season is this whole anticipation. Our anticipation usually means that we end up developing somewhat of a dreamy idea of what the Christmas events will actually be like. In fact, the dreamy idea rarely resembles anything close to reality. We imagine our children will be profoundly grateful for every single thing they are given, and will say so. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, without prompting from anybody. Go tell your aunt thank you or I'm killing you. And we imagine that they will be so full of joy, even while we stuff them so full of sugar, that there'll be no arguing, no whining, no crying, no fighting, or any kind of bad behavior that would spoil the day or the time. We imagine a day of peace with all family members loving each other, getting along perfectly fine. No awkward moments when so-and-so brings up that, oh, I can't believe you're talking about that. We imagine no explosions in the kitchen, no oven failures, and all people showing up on time and loving every morsel that is prepared. In fact, is we imagine our Christmas time being so much like the Christmas cards. There are many dreams and desires that we have, but you and I do not possess the ability at all to make them happen. There are people in our families whom we wish we could heal them physically or fix personal issues that they battle with. We encounter broken lives that we wish were made whole, and if we could, we would reach into their hearts and fix it. And there are for each of us certain circumstances that if we could alter them a bit, we would, but God didn't give you, He didn't give me unlimited power to be able to do that. This year, our family routine has been altered just a bit. Our son, Bobby, is leaving for Cambodia on a two-week missions trip. He's leaving tomorrow morning from the Cincinnati airport. I said, well, he's leaving with a group from the church that he's part of down in Louisville, Kentucky. And of course, they're flying out of the nearest airport. I said, you live in Detroit. How are you getting to Cincinnati? So as you are sleeping in your beds this morning at 3 o'clock, If God happens to wake you up, will you pray? As we will be on our way to Cincinnati on Christmas Day. Does that bother me? Obviously a little bit. I wouldn't be saying it. No. The big picture. And really what Kathy and I love is that God has given to our son a love for missions. And the reality of missions is infinitely more important than our ceremonies of being together on the day of Christmas. In fact, celebrating the greatest missionary, Christ. What really better way could you do that? In spite of the fact that all of the scenarios that we paint or the dreams that we have being usually not all that close to reality, we still anticipate a great time with our families, and we should. Anticipation, hoping, longing, wishing, praying. It's not only part of Christmas, but in reality, Christmas is part of that. We celebrate the Advent with anticipation because it is a time to reinforce the idea that you and I ought to live with the anticipation of the coming King. But please allow this. Allow the fact that your unfulfilled hopes now will one day give way to the time when every promise of God is fulfilled and every dream is dwarfed by the reality of the dawning of the kingdom of Christ. Isaiah writes here of the increase, verse 7, of His government, of the increase of His peace, there will be no end. And that means that what God is going to do in the future will not only be eternal, it will eternally get better and better. And the Prince of Peace will continue to increase His peace. The mighty God and everlasting Father will eternally amaze us with different facets of His infinite power that He will demonstrate for us. The wonderful Counselor will teach us things that will forever amaze us and give us even more reasons to worship. All that God said that He would do regarding the first coming of Christ was fulfilled down to every last detail. And all that God said regarding the return of Christ and the coming kingdom of Christ will also be fulfilled down to the very last detail. And that last phrase in verse number 7 says, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. You see, we anticipate Christmas only as a reminder in learning how to anticipate the real return. And this Christmas for you may be delightful. It may in some ways be a disappointment. But that really isn't the issue. We serve a God who has zeal. We serve a God who is intensely focused on the execution of His plan. And we serve a God who will not be distracted or sidetracked from His purposes and designs. We serve a God who will not only fulfill our every God-honoring anticipation, but He even fuels our anticipation with promises of hope and pictures of joy. And so this Christmas, it may be everything that you want it to be, or it more than likely will have a few rough edges to it. But one day, the King that we worship will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom. Anticipate and dream for that day with intense anticipation and grandiose dreams. Imagine the greatest, the boldest, the brightest, the most glorious, the most amazing things you can for that day, realizing that you cannot dream big enough for what that will be like. Because on that Christmas, the reality will dwarf the dream. We live, we love, we long, we look for that day. It will come. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish it.